So last time we were talking about Rashi Sheet and the Sugya of Kvela. And so we saw Rashi in Sadek Ches says that even when you have a Kvela and you're a Baidik and the Loyal of Taima and you know there's no Nesinas Tam, you need to have Shishin nonetheless. So the Rishonim bring the Sheetas Rashi is that you need to have Kvela and Shishin. So all the Gemaras, the Rishonim say that all the Gemaras, where the Gemara talks about Kvela, Rav Yochanan and Rava, they talk about giving it to a Kvela, it's talking about. If you have shishim also, you have shishim, you also have to give it to a kvela. So the Rishonim asks, the Rosh, the Ra, and they ask, that's not the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is samchin in a kvela. It sounds like that it's a kula, not that it's a chumra. Because shishim alone is certainly, if you don't have a kvela, you rely on shishim alone. So the way the Rishonim understood Rashi is saying, if you don't have a kvela, you rely on shishim. But if there's a kvela, you have to give it to the kvela too. So that's not called samchin in a kvela. The kvela is not the mechadish of kula over here, it's mechadish of chumra. So we saw the Gadol says, Chiddush in Rashi. He says that Rashi in Sadeches was only going in the Shita of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi is mechanish. Besides Nesinas Tam, there's another din of Shishim. That's really nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. It's learned out from Zeroy B'Shelo. It's a new din that the Bittul B'Roiv needs to have Shishim. That's the Lashon of Rashi in Sadeches and Beis. That the din of Shishim that we learn out from Zeroy B'Shelo is the din of Bittul B'Roiv. Without Zeroy B'Shelo, I would say, Achir Rabin Lahat, this is Botul Chad B'Trei. Zeroy B'Shelo tells me that this is din that Bittul B'Roiv has to be b'shishim. That's a bittul b'roiv de kalocha that Shum Levi says Mishum bar kapar. So there, it doesn't. You have to make sure that there's no nesinas tam. You give it to a kvela, you make sure that there's no nesinas tam, but you have to have shishim too. But not because of nesinas tam. It's not a shir nesinas tam altogether. Rav Yochanan and Rava, they don't hold from that. They hold that there's only the holding of shishim is only when you don't have a kvela. It's only a way to ascertain if there was a nesinas tam or not. And the male, if you gave it to a kvela and he tells you there's no tam, then that is sufficient unto itself. The Gadol put a Gaval de Garaya from he put a Gaval de Garaya I'm just trying to think what Givaldic is cognate with. But anyway, I think it's cognate with the wild. Anyway, he brings a Givaldic guy from the Rashi by Botzel the Kaflut. So Botzel the Kaflut, Rav Yochanan said that Yemishai with Botzel the Kaflut. So Rashi says the cases where there's no kvela. There's no kvela, so Yemishai with Botzel the Kaflut. There's Mahu and Rashi, that is instead of Shishim, you don't need Shishim. Rashi says that the Shir of Botzel the Kaflut, Rav Yochanan Shir of Botzel the Kaflut was before Chazal said the Shir of Shishim, before the Rabbanan made the Shir of Shishim. So Botzel the Kaflut is without Shishim, it's instead of Shishim, and there's no Kvela. So the Chayra, so it says in that Rashi that, but if there would be a Kvela, then you wouldn't need the Botzel the Kaflut. So what do you mean? Even if there's a Kvela, Rashi didn't say you have to have Shishim too. So if Botzel the Kaflut is instead of Shishim, so the same way Lahalocha, after they were Mechadish didn't have Shishim, you need Kvela plus Shishim. So in the original version of Botzel the Kaflut, you should have needed Kvela plus Botzel the Kaflut, and in Rashi's Beferish not the way. Says there are Godel, it's right, this you say, that all the Gemaras are going not like a Pshub and Levi, there's no din that you need Shishim, Alst, Bittel, Beroiv, all you need is Nesinas Tam. Botzel the Kaflut is a Shir of Nesinas Tam. If you have a Luma, if you have a Kvela, then you don't need the Botzel the Kaflut, because I know that there's no Nesinas Tam. From the kvela. If there's no kvela, then there's a shear of botzel of kaflut in order to ascertain the shear of nesinas tam. God also was medayik tap Rashi in tzarek zayinim and beis. Omer abonim b'shishim. Rava said Omer abonim b'shishim. So where does Omer abonim b'shishim? So Rashi is a gemara about Zohar. So Pella, it's a gemara in tzarek chesam and alaf. Reb Shuba Levi, Mishum b'kapar that we learn out from Zohar b'shela that Yemishai b'shishim. So what does Rashi have to send you off to Zohar? Teres says that's a different shishim. That's the shishim of Zohar b'shela. That's Mishum bittul b'roiv. And that Rava doesn't hold firm. If that would be true, then you wouldn't be able to be soymechana kvela. From that, if you be soymechana kvela without shishim, you see that Rava doesn't hold from Zoyab, this limud of Zoyab b'sheila, this new concept of shishim. So Omer Rabbanim b'shishim, Rava's Omer Rabbanim b'shishim is a different kind of Omer Rabbanim b'shishim. It's a shishim to ascertain that there's no tam. So Rashi says, where does it say that? Can't bring that from Bakapar. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I've got the Or God. Why don't you just be most of a couple more riots to this, the Havan and Rashi. Beautiful approach in Rashi. Number one, by the Gemara, Botzel of Kaflutaka. Rabbi Yochanan said, all these women are sharp at Botzel of Kaflut. So Rashi says that, Kol Yisum Shibatara, Mashar Kilo Botzel of Kaflut. So Rashi says, this member of Rav Yochanan that were Mashar Babotz of the Kaflut, that was before they made the halacha, they made the halacha of Shishin. In other words, later they made a uniform Shir of Shishin. But the earlier, Rav Yochanan said, you Mashar case by case. An Isser in chocolate cake is like Botzel of a Kaflut and chocolate cake. An Isser in potato kugel is like Botzel of a Kaflut and potato kugel. According to what food it's in, you Mashar Kilo Botzel of a Kaflut. Later, Rabbanan said a Shir of Shishin. So, Chorez Akashim. Rabbi Shulam Levi was before Rav Yochanan, and Bar Kappora was for sure before Rav Yochanan. Bar Kappora is a Tanna. So how can Rashi say that Rav Yochanan Shir Botzel Kaflut was before they invented Shishim? But Bar Kappora already talked about Shishim. Bar Kappora is a Tanna. Rav Yochanan is first generation of mother, but Bar Kappora is a Tanna. So how can Rashi say that the halach of Shishim wasn't said yet? Teretz says it's two different shishims. The shishim of Bar Kappora, that's the zori b'sheila d'kashishim. That's a shira b'tul b'roiv. If you needed shishim as b'tul b'roiv, then Botzel v'kaflut's not going to help you. Botzel v'kaflut just tell you there's no nesinas tam. What is that going to? Well, that's not going to help you for zori. Teretz says we don't hold from that. We hold all you need is to make sure there's no nesinas tam. But in nesinas tam, also there's different shishim. Rava said echadalek kfeila samchinan. You give it to a Rava said at the top of the Amar Rabbanu b'shishim that when there's no kfeila, you give it to a you mashar b'shishim. That's how's tam. So if you mashar b'shishim, what's this botzel kaflut? So Rashi says, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said the shiur was botzel kaflut. The shiur of nesinas tam is botzel kaflut. Rava is three generations later. Rava says Rava is a late amar, fourth generation amar. Rava said no, the shiur is Amar Rabbanu, but the Amar Rabbanu b'shishim. That instead of using Batzel HaKaflut, the Rabbanim said Yimishar B'Shishim. That has nothing to do with Rav Shum Levi Mishum Bar Kappar. Since Bar Kappar is a Tana, so it's really not just a Machalikis of Yochanan and Rav Shum Levi. The Argonel says it like a Machalikis of Yochanan and Rav Shum Levi. It could be some Machalikis Tanoim. The Mishnayos all talk about Nois and Tam. The Mishnayos don't say anything about Shishim. Our Mishnah, all the Mishnayos talk about Nisinus Tam. Bar Kappar is a Tana. Says the Kol Yisum Shabbatara, you need Shishim al Spotsa al Zoya Vishela. Rashi Linson, Machlekas Tanoim. The Mishnah is hold from the Sinas Tam, and all the Sugnas are going like the Mishnah is, the Stam Mishnah is, that you need the Sinas Tam. Rabbi Yeshua Levi brings back a Paro, who's a Tana, who's Machadish, a new Alocha, that it's not enough to be Baidik for the Yerub Taimel, you also have to have a Shir of Shishim al Sultan from Zoya Vishela. And the whole Sugnas is the Sugnas back a Paro, the Tana back a Paro. The Gemara's are going like the Mishnah, they don't mention anything about such a shir. The shir has been seen as tam. How do you measure nesin as tam? Says Rava, Amar Rabbanu b'kfeilo, Amar Rabbanu b'shishim. If there's a kfeilo, yes, a kfeilo. If there's no kfeilo, mishar b'shishim. That's a later invention. Rabbi Yochanan says an earlier permutation that if there's no kfeilo, you give you mishar b'botzel the kaflut. So that's the. And then another Hesofa, that's really very beautifully meduik in Rashi inside a chesim adal. Rashi inside a chesim adal. This I don't think the Argonel said. But Rashi said, Chesem Valif, B'shishim, that Rashi, first wide line in Rashi. So he's going in the memory of Rav Shulam Levi, the Omer of Rav Shulam Levi, Rav Shulam Bar Kappora, Kol Yisum Shibatora B'shishim. And the Gemara says, the Gafim Zorah B'shelah, Zot Rashi, what's the case? Hechad debadachni v'lo yoyev taimu. When is this Shishim case? We were b'idikit, and it's not the yoyev taimu. Inami lekele mekam ha-taimu. Goyim min b'mino. So Rashi has two cases. When do you need shishim? If we were vaydikit for leoyev taima, chayim means we gave it to a kfeilin, it's leoyev taima. Or it's min b'mino, it's lekel amekam taima. There's a third case that Rashi doesn't mention. The din of shishim, Rashi says it's either we were vaydikit, and the kfeilin says there's no tam, but Shulam Levi's Mishum Bakafar says, but you need shishim too. That's Rashi's shita. That's how we understand. And Rashi has another case. The min benino, where it's like lemekam at taimel. So they're also in ishishim from Zorah b'sheilu. In the ice, from Zorah b'sheilu, in ishishim. What about a third case? What about a case where there's leka kfeilu? It's min b'she'en minoy, but there's no kfeilu, so we can't be bided. What's the din in such a case? We rely on shishim. Rava said, when there's leka kfeilu, you use shishim. So why can't that be Rav Shulam Levi's case too? Why can't that be one of Rav Shulam Levi's cases? even if we'll grant, even after everything our God said, we'll grant, Pshut Levi said, that even though you have a kefilah said there's no time, there's another thing you have to have shishim. But shishim also helps hechadleka kefilah. We know from Rava that if there's no kefilah, the shishim also helps. It helps to tell me that there's no time. So why can't that also go into Pshut Levi's memory? Pshut Levi says, you need shishim. Across the board. You need shishim. If the kefilah says there's no time, you need shishim. Anyway, that's Rashi Shita. You need shishim by min b'minoy. But Rashi should also add that you need shishim when there's no kefilah. Isn't that also true? Rava says when there's no kefilah, you need you shishim. So why did Rashi not mention that case? Amar Rabbanan that kol shishim shebetorah, when there's no kefilah, you need to have shishim. And then I suppose the shishim will do double duty. First, it'll tell me that there's no time, and it'll also give me this little break that could do of Rabbi Shulman Levi. But it should be one of the cases. Because even after everything the Rabbi said, that Rabbi Shulman Levi shishim is a different kind of shishim. It's not the shishim of Nesinas Tam. It's the shishim of Bittul Beroiv, it's Gzeres HaKosov, and therefore even if Hechad HaBadakne, we were by the Git, the Kfela says there's no time, it doesn't get me out of the requirement of shishim, because that's Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Shulman Kapar is Mechudesh to Keshita, even after everything the Rabbi said, Adayin Yesh L'shem. Shishim also has another function, it has Rabbi's function. Shishim also has the plain function of when there's no Kfela, of telling me there's no time. So why can't I read that into Rabbi Shulman Levi also? Rabbi Shulman Levi says you need to have shishim. If the kefela says there is time, you need to have shishim also. If there's no kefela around, you need to have shishim, then that'll be for both reasons. To tell me that there's no time, and in addition, to require, because it's bittul b'roiv, and then min b'mino yas bittul b'roiv. But it should be in the cases. Why did Rashi not mention anything about echad delek kefela? Tell you what, you know why? Maybe somebody can... Because the shishim of telling me that there's no time, the shishim of hecha deleka kvela shishim tells me that there's no time, wasn't invented yet at the time of Rabbi Shulman Levi. Because that's the Rashi by Botzel Kaflut, that at the time of Rabbi Yochanan, they hadn't yet invented the shir of shishim as a gauge that there's no time. They were going with Botzel Kaflut still. So Mele, Rashi can't, now, so Rashi talking to Rabbi Shulman Levi, Mishul Bakapara, was even before Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi can't say that the shishim over here is to tell me that there's no time. In the time of Bakapora and Rabbi Shulman Levi, if you want to know if there's time or not, either gave it to a kfela, and if there was no kfela, what did you have to do? If there was no kfela, how did you know if there's time or not? Botzul kafut. So that's not shishim. So when Rabbi Shulman Levi said that you need shishim, that's not to tell me that there's no time. First, I have to make sure there's no time, says Rashi. But dakni v'lo yav time. But dakni v'lo yav time means, I think now it means one of two things. But dakni v'lo yav time, we gave it to a kfela. Or if there was no kfela, so that we still have to be boydik that it's not yoyav time. So how would we boydik if it's not yoyav time and there's no kfela? Kibasul kafut. But dakni v'lo yav time, we were boydik it either by giving it to a kfela. There's no kfela, we were boydik it by taking another piece of chocolate cake and putting a basul kafut in it. And that's how we're boydik if it's yoyav time or not. And if even if we satisfied all of that, then we know it's not yoyav time. Dakapor is mechadish and shishim anyway. Nothing to do with with yoyav time, but because of the limud from Zraya B'Shela, that bittul b'roiv needs to have shishim. That's not a shishim of yoyav time. That's a shishim of bittul b'roiv, and that's a shita of bakapora, and that's not la'alocha. Rav is mechadish that there's a shishim that's a substitute for a kfeila to tell me that it's not nice and time. And that's an invention, Rashi says, that came after Rabbi Yochanan. In the time of Rabbi Yochanan, they were still, that they were Mishar, if he couldn't find a kfeila, that they were Mishar, but Batzul the Kaflut. So the Rashi's, all the Rashi's, the Rashi's, it was dovetailed very beautifully. All conduce to this conclusion of the Yogavu. There's Takamachaikas, Asugis, and there's two different dinim of shishim. There's the din of shishim that Bakapara was mechadish, that even hechad the badakli v'yoyev time, I know there's no time, either because there was a goy and tasted it, or because I was mishar b'botzol the kaflut, and I know it's not nice in time. But Bakapara is mechadish, is din shishim from Zoya b'sheilitz, we didn't bitl b'roiv, Rashi inside a chesem and bat, I'm advised, we saw the Rashi, he said, b'feris, since we didn't bitl b'roiv, that really achar rabim lahatish, should be chad betrayed, but Zoya b'sheilitz tells me he bitl b'roiv b'shishim. The lumnus will have to worry. Has a shim with Tom Kik. We'll worry then. Maybe we'll get to Zoya B'Shel. We'll have to worry about the deep lumnus about. And maybe we won't be able to figure it out. I don't know. I don't guarantee we'll figure it out. But a kaponim. But it's a din of bittul b'roiv. That's taken. That says in Rashi. It's a din of bittul b'roiv. That has nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. It's even if we know there's no time. But that's not la'aloch. Then lahaloch, all you need is to have nesinas tam, is to make sure there's no nesinas tam. Give it to a kfeila. If you give it to a kfeila, that's enough. Samchin and not kfeila. You don't need shishim. The kfeila says m'sich l'kvitum that there's no tam, so we're good. And that's what we do. That's the lashon gemara. Samchin and not kfeila. All you need to have is that there's no nesinas tam. What if there's no kfeila around? So that we have two gemaras. We have Rabbi Yochanan who said botzel v'kaflut, and we have Rav who says b'shishim. So Rashi says yeah. First came Rabbi Yochanan was botzel v'kaflut. Three generations later, you have Rav who said it's b'shishim.
Would Rabbi Shimon Levi, in the case of Mimish Eino Mino, the Lake of Kvela, you would measure first
Botzel v'kaflut, and that's included in Leyoiv Taima, but Dakmi v'Leyoiv Taima.
Then Shishim after.
And then you have to have Shishim, because it's two different things. The Botzel v'kaflut is to make sure it's not nice and tam, but you still need to have Shishim. So then you also have to have Shishim, Al-Sta Shir Al-Sarei B'Shel, Al-Spital
B'Rei. So Rabbi Shimon Levi is also going in a case where it's Lake of Kvela.
He's always including all the cases. He says it's nothing to do with tam. You have to deal with tam also. Rashi says if it's tam, then tam lay bottom. So you have to deal with the tam. Give it to a kfeila. Rashi doesn't talk about what do you do if there's no kfeila. Rashi doesn't even use the word kfeila. He says heichid the badakni v'leoyev taimer. Rabbi Shulman Levi is talking about a case where we know we were baidik and we know it's not nice and tam. Rashi doesn't tell me how to do the bdika. That's the sugis before. How do you do the bdika? Well, if there's a kfeila, that's the obvious way to do the bdika. And what if there's no kfeila? So there's another way to do bdika. That's Rabbi Yochanan's way to do the bdika. Botzel v'kaflut. Kach, that's called badakni v'leoyev taimer. But that doesn't give me. That doesn't help for the din of zroy v'sheilu, the din of bittul b'roiv. That's Rabbi Shulman Levi's chiddush mishum b'kapor. That there's still a din. You have to have shishim for bittul b'roiv. And the other marayim hold not the way. Maybe the mishnayis don't hold the way. It's only b'kapor. Rabbi Yochanan Rava says no. Samchin nakfeilu. All you have to make sure is that there's no tam. You have to make sure there's no tam. Either with the kfeila, lacking a kfeila, thoughts of the kaflut. Or later, shishim. But it's a shishim of Nesinas Tam. That's Rashi, Omer Abonav of Shishim, the Gemara about Zara. Don't do it back up for a shishim. It's a different shishim entirely. It's a shishim that's a shir in Nesinas Tam. That's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Taisis, the Rosh, is that. Is that kfeila is always good enough? Kfeila is always good enough, and all the gemaras about shishim are only when there's no kfeila. That's kind of more pasha to shita. Don't have to make a machaikas sugyas. The whole deal, right? The Taisus learns that the din of zorei b'sheila. We'll see when we get to Taisus and by the sugyas zorei b'sheila. The Taisus there speaks it out. The whole din of zorei b'sheila is an asmachta bi'alma. Really, all we care about is nesinas tam. And if the kfeila says there's no tam, then that's certainly good enough. And the holding of shishim is if there's no kfeila. So if there's shishim, then that's a way to know that there's no tam. Zorei b'sheila is just an asmachta to get at that. And Taisus also holds that Rav Yochanan's botzel v'kaflut. Maybe Taisus shitosim. Taisus learns Rav Yochanan's botzel v'kaflut. How does that seem with Rav Shishim? Different drive. Rav Shishim. Rav Yochanan said botzel v'kaflut. So Rashi said it's an evolution. First they had the shear of botzel v'kaflut. Then three generations later they made a shear of Shishim. Taisus says it's a machlekes rather than Rav Yochanan. It's plukta. Taisus and Tzadik Zayin base. I think about Taisus has to learn the way. He can't learn that it's an evolution. Because Taisus learns that Bar Kapara Shishim is the same Shishim as Rova Shishim. The Shishim of the Sug of Zorei B'Sheila, from Shulman Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, that Shishim is the same as Rova Shishim. It's a Shishim just an Asmachta, and it's basically the Shir of Nesinas Tam. And if you have a Kfeila, you don't need it, even according to Shulman Levi. So you can't learn that some kind of evolution in the, you know, first they had Botzel V'Kaflut, and later on they invented Shishim. Bar Kapara, Rav Shulman Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara is before Rav Yochanan. So, and he said shishim, and Rava said shishim. So how come Rav Yochanan said botzel v'kaflut? You can't say they didn't invent yet shishim. So Taisus says, look, no, it's a machlekes. Taka plukta. Though there's some of Rav say shishim, and Rav Yochanan says botzel v'kaflut. The Rabban and the Rashi have another shita. The Rabban asks a steer between the steers and sugis. The Rabban and the Rashman side of Chesem Adal ask a steer between two Gemaras. On the one end, they say, our Gemara is Mashma. Samchinon Akfeil. Samchinon Akfeil is Mashma. Amar Rabban of Shishim. I'm saying Amar Rabban of Akfeil. That if you have a Akfeil, that's all you need, you don't need Shishim. passed the Russian Rani as the Rashi. How can Rashi say you need both? Samchim la kfeila means that you rely on the kfeila law. So that's not good answers in the Chanami. But like Gesazukas, Taka means that you rely on the kfeila law, and that's Rovan, Rovan of Yechim. That's Rovan, but Rakapar is a different sheet. But the other Rishonim are not going with this Mahalach that this Machlaikas. So from our Gemara, it's Mashma, Samchim la kfeila, like Tosus is Mashma that the kfeila alone is a law. The Shishim is only it's a poor man's kfeila. If you don't have a kfeila, then you have to have Shishim. But if you have a kfeila, the kfeila tells you that there's no time. But the Ramban has a steer from the Gemara and Tzadik Tetzim Adalek. I'm not going to spend time so much in Gemara, because Mitzvah Hashem will get to when we get to Tzadik Tetzim Adalek. It's part of the Sugya Zerayi B'Shelah. But the Kitzim Nimrod, the Gemara there in Tzadik Tetzim Adalek, is talking about Truma. The Gemara quotes in Mishnah that Truma normally the shear is Meah, not Shisha. By Minimum Minah, at least the shear is Meah. Truma is a special shear of Meah. We had it already by Dimur. Truma is Oil of Echad of Meah. By Minimum Minah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if it's, let's say it's min b'she'en and minoy. So the Mishnah says, then if it's nice and tam, that doesn't even help if you have meya, because nice and tam, about it's awesome. But if it's not nice and tam, then you don't even need meya. Not nice and tam, you're good. That's the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara, if it's not nice and tam, you don't need meya, so what's the shear? So my laugh must be b'shishim. That's basically the maskon to the bar kapar. That's the maskon that it's b'shishim. So it says in the Gemara that by truma, if it's not nice and tam, it's min b'she'en and minoy, but it's not nice and tam. You taste it. It's not nice and tam. The shear is shishim. So yes, the Ramban. What do you mean? How do you know it's not nice and tam? It's time when you gave it somebody to taste. You gave it to a kohen to taste. He told you it's not nice and tam. And it says b'feirish in the Gemara that you'd still need shishim. So it says, but Farish in the Gemara, that even if it's not nice and tam, you still need Shishim. It's kind of you see the words in the Gemara. Again, really, when you see the Gemara, we get the Tzadik Tesla Medalla. But just maybe just to see the words, to anchor it in the words. So if you it's the bottom of Tzadik Tesla Medalla. Fourth line from the bottom. It's quoting the Mishnah. Ain't Behem, but nice and tam, Ben Shiesh, Ben Lahalas, Meyah, Ben Ain't Behem, Lahalas, Meyah, Echad Mutter. It says in the Mishnah that if it's not nice and tam, then you don't need meya. Doesn't matter, meya or not meya, it's mutter. Frag the Gemara. And behem behalas b'meya b'echad el b'may. If you don't have, so it's not b'meya. So what's the shear? It says la b'shishim. It must be b'shishim. Must it's right about kapara that it's a shear of shishim. Not like there's another opinion that another version about kapara the shear of bittul brayv is meya. No, you see the shear of bittul brayv is shishim. That's what's important right now. So it seems like a fair shear Gemara, like Rashi, that even. If you know that it's not nice and tam, says ain't bema nice and tam. You know it's not nice and tam. How do you know? Somebody tasted it. A kohen tasted it. He told you it's not nice and tam. And the Gemara says beferish that although you don't need a shear of meyah, but you need a shear of shishim. So it's a beferish Gemara that even though the kfeila told you or the kohen told you that it's not nice and tam, you still need to have shishim. Says the Ramban, beferish Gemara like Rashi. The Ramban starts with this Gemara and he says, you see, he quotes Rashi and he says, that's not because it says something where it's not like this. He says, Vine emes vine noch. So emes vine noch and the Rashi over here, you see the beferish Gemara like Rashi. But it's steered to the Gemara by us. Yes, the Ogoli answers for Rashi, but it's machlekes bakapar and avirchen, but we're not going with that. The Ramban's not going with that. So first of all, before anything else, what do Tyson and Rashi do with this Gemara? A beferish Gemara like Rashi, that if it's not nice and tam, you still need to have shishim. So Tosis and the Rosh answer that they learn Pshat and Gemara differently. That ain't behem nois and tam b'shishim doesn't mean you gave it to a kohen and he said it's not nois and tam and you still need to have shishim. Ain't behem nois and tam b'shishim means if there's shishim, you assume that it's not nois and tam. That's good for what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says ain't behem nois and tam, you don't need meal. And how do you know it's not nois and tam? Not because you gave it to a kvelo. Not because you gave it to a kohen. You know how you know it's not nice and tam? Because b'shishim, and that's good for what the Gemara is saying. B'shishim, you must have some kind of shear to know it's not nice and tam. So if you have shishim, you know it's not nice and tam. About it, if you have a kfeila, you wouldn't need shishim. But if you have shishim, you don't need a kfeila because shishim is a substitute for a kfeila. So those are two. This is very important. Actually, there's two different ways to read this Gemara. The Gemara says b'feirish that ain't be nice and tam is b'shishim. Rashi, the Ramban, to show you all that you need both. They learned the Gemara Kipshutai, ain't be nice in time, so we know independently that it's not nice in time because somebody tasted it and told us it's not nice in time, and yet you still have to have Shishim also. So Rashi learns that that's the Mokka for Rashi inside of Chesem Aral. Rashi inside of Chesem Aral, when he says in Bakapar that you need both, he quotes this Gemara. Rashi saw this Gemara, that it says in this Gemara that even if Badakni v'layoyev time, you need to have Shishim too. The Ramban also has the same deal. It says the Ramban, you need MSN and Ochin. If the Ferish Gemara like Rashi, you need to have both. Taishas and the Rosh, who don't agree and say that if you have Shishim, you don't need the Kfeilo. I mean, say if you have Kfeilo, you don't need the Shishim, rather. They learn the Gemara means that there's no Kfeilo, there's no Kayin. It's just that when the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says it's not nice in time, and the Gemara says, but you need Shishim, that's good for what the Gemara means. How do you know it's not nice in time? Because you have Shishim. If you had a Kayin, it'll be just as good. So anyway, in fact, the Ramban, but the Ramban asks. So he has this Gemara in Sadek test. Hine emes, hine noch, and the Rashi is right. Ferish Gemara that you need to have, even though it's ain't been nice in time, you gave it to somebody to taste and he told you it's not nice in time, you still need to have Shishim. But he says, but it's against our Gemara that says that we're Soymech and Kfeilo. Yes, so Rashi's answer, the way the Orgadol's in Daik, well, we saw with Duyik, very Gavaldik, with Duyik and all the Rashi's, that Rashi's answer is that it's Machlekes and Echnani. It's two different Shishims. Bakapar's Shishim is the Shishim of Bittul Barayv. That doesn't matter if you would know. Yeah, if somebody was Toymed and it's not nice in time, you still need Shishim as Bittul Barayv. Rava doesn't hold from that concept of Bittul Barayv. Rava holds that Rava's Shishim is the other Shishim, the late invention Shishim, the after of Yechim, the late invention Shishim, that is a Shishim for Nesinus Tam. But the Ramban doesn't want to say that. So Ramban says so, so it's a Steer Sasukis. Answers the Ramban that there's a difference between the cases. The case of the Gemara and Sadek Tess, the Mishnah and Truma, is where you have Mamish Truma that was Nimayach into a Tafshel. It melted into a Tafshel, and all of the Truma is in the Tafshel. So there the Ramban says, if you know that the Truma is more than the 60th, you don't rely on a Kfeilo. Then you need to have 60. There, Rabbanan said you need to have 60. The case, there you have to have 60. Rav Yochanan's case, Rava's case of Samchin and Akfeilo, those are cases like Kilchus Be'ilfus, where the Isser was maflit into the Tafshel. There was some trefa fish, and it was nice and time into the Tafshel. But the trefa fish itself was not Nimoyach, I took it out. But it was nice and time into the Tafshel. So now, we don't really know how much time came out. So in a certain way, you can say, we don't even know if there was Shishim or not, because how do we know how much time came out of the fish? So the rule always is, we'll see later by the sugi of Kuchal, that Mesharim Bekulay, that when something is nice in time, when a piece of Isser is nice in time, and we don't know how much time it gave out, but we know how big the Isser was, so we measure against the entire volume of the Isser. The Gemara says, because Lo Yadin came enough for Minayim. How do we know how much came out? We don't know. We have to assume the worst. We have to assume the worst case scenario. So when a piece of chazer falls into a bunch of beans, and we took the chazer out, but we know how much time was it given to the beans. How do we know if there was a 60th? So the halacha is we measure against the whole volume of the chazer. That's a chumrah, because we don't know how much it was maflit. So we have to assume the worst case scenario. We know it can't be maflit more volume than it contains. You know, if it's a kezayis, it didn't give him more time than a kezayis. So we're mishar against the whole thing, but we don't know that for a fact. It's possible that it was mafled less. So there, if the kfeila says he doesn't taste anything, then we assume that the plate was less than shishim. We rely on the kfeila who says that he doesn't taste anything, but even though there was a big piece of chazer, but the kfeila says he doesn't taste anything. So we rely that probably not so much time came out of the chazer. So it wasn't shishim either. So maybe that's the answer between the, that's the teretz. Rav Yochanan was kilcha b'ilfis. Kilchus Be'ilfus, it was a tray for fish in a dish. Yeah, we took the fish out. So now he has to go, how much does he taste it? If he doesn't taste it, we assume that less than Shishim came out of the fish. Mashenik in the case, the Mishnah Truma is talking about Truma that was in the Sarim and the Tafshel. So then the whole Truma is in there. So then even if the Kfeila says he doesn't taste it, if there's no Shishim, it's also. That's the Shita of the Ramban, the Rashbol, and Torah Sabayis, and the Chidushim, and the So that's how they learn. So it says, the Maaseh, what does it say in Ramban, in the Rashba? Ehol be'etzim, that you always need Shishim. Be'etzim, you need to have Shishim. And even if the kefela says he doesn't taste anything, you don't get out of the requirement of shishim. Shishim is a blanket requirement. The only thing is, by a plato, where you don't have the issue be'en, where the issue be'en wasn't nimayach, you took the issue away, and you just a plato's time. So even though normally we're mashar keneged kuloi, but here we can rely on the kefela, because if the kefela says he doesn't taste it, then we assume that there wasn't shishim either. It's not so mefurish though in the Rabban and the Rashi is where did this requirement of shishim come from? If the kefela says he doesn't taste, let's say okay, the issue was nimayach, and I know there's more than shishim, but the kefela says he doesn't taste anything, so the Rabban and the Rashi say it's no good. We don't rely then on the you can't you need to have shishim. Why? The kefela says he doesn't taste anything. So what is this requirement of shishim? So that's not some mafush in the Rabban and the Rabban, the Rashi and the Rabban. Then it's machaikas achayim, machaikas prima gadam and the pichadosh. The prima gadam in Simon Kuf, the Lishbis Zayzov, Isaiah, says that if you don't have shishim, he says, Pasuk, if you don't have shishim, then we assume the kefela's lying. Because Chazal felt that we assume he's lying, or at least we're chayshish that he's lying. I don't assume we're chayshish that he's lying. Because we see objectively, it's more than a 60th. So how do you know? Maybe he's not the eyes of Sikh Lefitum, but still, we're not so. We don't know if you have shishim, like in the case where just a plate, though, we don't really know how much came out. So then, it's easier for us to rely that the kefela is not lying. That's the prima gadam understands the Ramban and the Rashi. The Pichadosh, on the other hand, understands that it's not because we assume the kefela is lying. The kefela is never lying. It's a din be'etzim, probably din derabonim, but it's a din that be'etzim you need to have shishim. He doesn't know what to explain why, but he says, but he assumes that it's a blanket din that it is and needs to have shishim. Child, why? Yes, I guess we could say it's learned to happen Zerub Shela. Aderech Rashi, Dogodol, it's learned to happen Zerub Shela, Bittul Veroid, Dikalocha. It's not established. I mean, that's Rashi Shita, it's a Shita Yechida. Most Rishonim learn that, most Rishonim learn Zerub Shela is an Asmachta. But the Poshita answer is, the Poshita Pshat would be, sorry, we already talked about in the past. Chavzdas has this story at the end of Tzadik Ches. Not for this, but that's that even though by Midrash and Amino, he really is telling me the rice in Tam Kikr. But Midrabonon, since the Midrabonon, they said that Min B'Mino you also need Shishim. You know, the Gemara says Midrabonon, Min B'Mino needs Shishim too. The Rosh says that it's Otu Min B'Shei Nemino. But the Maisa, Min B'Mino, Chazawa Goyzi needs Shishim. By Min B'Mino, it's not Nesin's Tam. There's no Tam by Min B'Mino. So once Chazawa Goyzi that by Min B'Mino, you need to have Shishim. So mimela by min b'she'enim minoy, it's like garam and min b'minoy. In other words, by min b'minoy, the shishim is not to get rid of the tam. There, it's an absolute din midrabanon that you have to have shishim. Can I get the iser? So once chazal goes that min b'minoy needs to have shishim, can I get the iser? So min b'she'enim minoy, what does it help that it's not nice and tam? The kefela tasted it's not nice and tam. It's like garam and min b'minoy. The min b'minoy is also not nice and tam. Chazal goes that you need shishim, can I get the iser? So min b'she'enim minoy also needs to have shishim, can I get the iser? So therefore, shishim is an absolute requirement because like garam and min b'minoy. So therefore, if the kefela says, what does it help that the kefela says in no time? I believe the kefela is no time. But I don't have shishim. Min b'mina will be also without shishim. Min b'shein min is also without shishim. By Plato, where I don't know how much came out, so then if the kefela said that there's no time, then we make it to assume that less than shishim came out. If less than shishim came out, then it's mutter. What's the case that they're arguing about? It's an interesting case. The Pichodesh, the Primogodim, they're arguing about an interesting, a particular case. The case that they're talking about is, what if you have a Gid Anoshe? A Gid Anoshe, you're not allowed to eat, but it's not nice and time. Because they begid them in nice and time. We're passing the begid them in nice and time. I have a Gid Anoshe, and it was Nimoyach in the Tafshin. Nimoyach, I'm the Gid Anoshe is in there. It's and I cooked it till the Gid Anoshe melted away into the Tafshin. But it's all in there. Do you need to have shishim or not? So the Pichoda says you need to have shishim. He says because of the Ramban, because of the Ramban and the Rashba. We know if we would taste it, we wouldn't taste the Gidon Osher. Ain't beginning nice now. We're not going to taste the Gidon Osher. But the Ramban and the Rashba say that even if the kfeilah tastes it, and it's not nice and tam, you still need to have shishim. So he says, so here also, even if you in effect you taste it, in effect we know that it's not nice and tam. Because they ain't beginning with nice and time, but you still need to have shishim. That's the din. That macholos asurus need to have shishim. Gidon Osher still asur to eat, even though ain't beginning with nice and time. If you eat it, you like it. And here you're eating it. Aye, it's bottle b'roib. Yeah, but midrabon, you need to have shishim. And the Prima Gondra said, no, the Rabban and the Rashba only said that if you don't have shishim, you don't rely on the kefela, because you think the kefela is lying. But here it's not that somebody's lying. It's not nice and time. Ain't beginning with nice and time. Chazal told us, ain't beginning with nice and time. So here you don't have to have shishim. Here it's enough to have bottle b'roib. This is where they're. You see that this is how they have this machlekes, how to understand the Rabban and the Rashba. Then, if you look at the lashonis of the Rashba inside the Ches, and that's side of Ches, his lesson is that if by a plato, where you know you don't know how much really came out, she says so. If a kfeila tastes it, and he says he doesn't taste anything, so the lesson of the Rashba is biyadua shenisbatel tziroi v'roitfei b'milt. Then we know that it was bottled by meat, meaning we know that it was bottled by shishim. Aval b'she gufa iser nisar v'nimayach, but when the gufa iser is melted into it, b'tshichem anu levatlo, and we need to be mevatlo gufa iser, ein anu soimchem al timas kfeilu lepochas m'shishim, then we don't rely on timas kfeilu lepochas m'shishim, ulo'olim b'shishim v'afal gav deleko taima. Even though there is no time. The l'shoin is the Rashba mashma like the Pichodesh. He's not saying that the kfeilah is mashaker, and he's saying when it's just a plato, so then when it's just a plato, so if the kfeilah says that he doesn't taste anything, we assume there was bottle b'miut. He doesn't say we believe the kfeilah. We always believe the kfeilah. He says when it's just a plato, if the kfeilah says there's nothing, then we assume there was shishim and it was bottle b'miut. Vashenkin, when it's nimayach, then it doesn't help that the kfeilah says that there's no time. Because la'olam b'shishim afal gav the leka timer. He doesn't say la'olam b'shishim because we don't believe the kfeila, there's no time. He says there's no time, but it's usher anyway because you need to have shishim. The lashon of the Rashba, that man's not so clear, but the lashon of the Rashba is mashba very strongly like the pichodesh. That's nothing to do with the kfeila's lying. It's in din derabbanon that you need to have shishim keneged the iser, even though the kfeila tells me, and I believe the kfeila, it's not nice and time. You need to have shishim. Pichodesh doesn't say hezber. But the chor, the hezber ha-mizbakish, maybe there's others, but the Hezbram is back. It's just sort of the Chavaz Das that the Mimish and the Mina is Legor than Minbe Mina. Okay, so we have so far three Shittas. In this, Shittas Rashi. That is Machat Yasugis. Yechanan. Rava, they said shishim, once you have shishim, you don't need to have that if there's a kfeil, you don't need shishim. Samchina kfeil is a kfeil, you don't need shishim. Because all you need is to ascertain there's no time, and if the kfeil says there's no time. If you don't have a kfeil, then you have shishim. And the shishim is also to ascertain that there's no time. And that was only invented as a substitute for botzel v'kaflut, but the original takana was botzel v'kaflut. If there's no kfeil, then you have botzel v'kaflut. Then Bakapar is a different shito. Bakapar says it's another din of shishim. We learn that from Zerah B'Shelas, Bittul B'Roiv. And that's nothing to do with Nisina's time. You also have to make sure there's no time. But Dak Devil Yav time. And make sure there's no time, either by giving it to a guy, or by giving it to a, or by checking it Kibotzel V'Kaflut. But even after all that is said and done, you still have to make sure there's no shishim because of the din Bittul B'Roiv of Zerah B'Shelas. That's Shittas Rashi. Shittas Hatosfos is that all we need is to make sure there's no time. And therefore you can give it to a kfeil of Shalom Al Yisrael. And the whole thing of shishim is only if there's no kfeil. And the Gemara inside of Chtes, that's the Mishnah inside of the Gemara, called the Mishnah Chuma, that says that if there's no, if it's not nice and tam, it's mutter. And the Gemara inside of Chtes says only with shishim. That doesn't mean you gave it to a kfeil. If you gave it to a kfeil, you wouldn't need shishim. It means they didn't give it to a kfeil. So how do you know it's not nice and tam? What does the Mishnah mean it's not nice and tam? Because it's b'shishim. That's the Tosfos going to learn that Gemara. So that's the sheet of Tosfos. Then we have the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba, who say that Avadi you have to have shishim because midrabbanan you have to have shishim, and even if the kfeila says that it's not nice in time, midrabbanan you still need to have shishim. Maybe gals min domino yotamin, because now the chazal were maybe like the hezbo of the chavaz das that chazal were misakin min domino ni shishim, so you always need to have shishim. Maybe some other hezbo, but upon it, this din is you have to have shishim. The only thing is, and that's the Gemara and Tzadik test, that even if the Kefela says that it's not nice and time, you still need to have Shishim. Because the din is that you have to have Shishim. But that's only if the Gufa Issu was Nimayach. But if the Gufa Issu wasn't Nimayach, it's just a plate this time, and the Goy says that it's not nice and time, the Goy says he doesn't taste anything, then we assume that it wasn't Pelik more than Shishim, and then we rely on the Kefela, and that's the case of Rava and Rav Yechonon, that Omer Rabbanu B'Shishim. That's the case of Rava, Omer Rabbanu B'Shishim. The Rambam is a different shita. The Rambam begins Perek Tezvav, Machalos Suras. Don't know if it's a sour, but it's a mutter. Later on, he's going to say, who's time it? He's going to say, a guy. But meanwhile, you time it, and if it's not nice and time, it's mutter. Then nimsim, tam chaylev. But if you find tam chaylev, so if there was mamosha, you also was time your mamosha. You remember Rabbi Yochanan Avodizar, time your mamosha, harayel osum in a tayr. Nimsim, time it, hoi be mamosha, but it was time of a loy mamosha, then it's only also me divrei seifrim. That belongs to the sugya of tam kicker. Around passing is time of a loy mamosha, is like an all of time of a loy mamosha. Now, but what's the definition of time of mamosha? So the Rambam's definition of Taimer Mamosha is similar to the definition of Ibn Eliyahu and Taisus and Chulin and Chaim Cohen, without the Nepach of Chaim Cohen. The definition of Taimer Mamosha is Kizayis Bechtei Achilus Pras. Because that's the Hemshech HaRambam. Ketzvi Mamosha, Ketzvi Shohayim and Achelu Kizayis Bechol Sholish Beitzim and Atarayis. That's so the shear of Taimi Moshe Kizayis Bechtei Achilus Pras. So that's like of Chaim Cohen and Ibn Eliyahu and Taisus and Chulin, that Taimi Mamosha means Kizayis Bechtei Achilus Pras. Then you like it. Time of Leima Moshe that you're not like is less than Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras. But the Rama says, "Im Ochel Menagrisim Elu Kisholish Basin." If you ate, if you had Time of Moshe, you had Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras, and you ate the whole Pras. Hel Vieshim Kazayis Menachel of Leika Shrei Tama Isur Mamoshe Kaya. So the Rama says, "By Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras, you like it, but how much do you have to eat? The whole Pras." It means the Rama doesn't have Nepach, not like a Chaim Kono has a Nepach. Okay. It wasn't the Kazayis Achilles Pras. Makanesim Makas Mardis Mitivayim. That's only the Rabban. Chenim Loihoyah Betoriv is Kazayis Bechol Sholish Beitzim. Afku Sheish Bem Tam Chela Veochel Kol Akdera Ein Eloi Kiel Makas Mardis. That's by Mimish Einim Minay. So it's been nice and tam. Time of Mamashim Midiraisi. Time of Loi Mamashim Midirabonim. But it's been nice and tam. Now then he talks about Min Bemina. Says there, Nofel Chelav Klois the Chelav Aliyah and Imayach Hakol. So it's Min B'Mino. It's Chelav and but it's Chelav Osur and Chelav Mutter. Imayach Chelav Aliyah Kishnayim the Chelav Hakloyes. Chelav Aliyah is Mutter. It's Shulim. Chelav Hakloyes is also. It's Chad B'Trei. Arei Mutter. Hakol Mutter Minatayah. Because Minatayah it's Chad B'Trei. I feel Chatichas Nevelos and Zarve B'Shtei Chatichas Shul Shchut Hakol Mutter Minatayah. Even Yovish B'Yovish. Three Chatichas. They're not even blended. It's also bottle Chad B'Trei. It's not enough chad betray. It has to be so little, so much bottle that it's nevad be'oitzim miyuto. It's so negligible that it's gone. And what is that shiur? Bechama yisar dover ha'osir ve'yoyved be'oitzim miyuto. Kishir shen osir be'chacham. Yesh dover shishir be'shishim. All these rumors of Tereshim B'Shishim, the Ram goes on and explains. And Truma is B'Meya. And Orlin Kilei Akerim, I'm sorry, Truma is B'Meya. And Orlin Kilei Akerim is B'Masayim. Because also by Orlin, Umar Machmur, it's B'Masayim. So the Shishim, Meya, and Masayim. Okay, so far this chiddushim here in the sugya of Tam Kikir with Kazai, what the Ram holds about Taim and Moshe, Kazai is b'chayv this pas. But Linyanenu, so far we don't see anything that's so surprising. We know Mimimino Yimidarais is about the Chai Betray, Midrabon Yimid Shishim. We know that Mimishenimino is Benois and Tam. However, there is already a certain diuk in the Rambam that it is mashma in the Rambam that if you know that it's not nois and tam by min b'shein aminoi, and if you were taimed it's not nois and tam, the Rambam says that it's mutter and it does not require shishim. Does not require shishim, right? That was the Rambam halacha base. Kesef chelav haklayus shenofel l'teicha grisim. You have chelav klayus, that's chelav that's also, and it fell into grisim. Grisim are, I don't know, like grits or something. It's min b'shein aminoi. V'nimaya chakol. Toyim im esed grisim. So you taste it. Later on, I'll say you give it to a kfeila to taste. Give it to a guy to taste. Toyim im esed grisim. Im loin dimsim tam chelav hayelum mutar. Doesn't say you need shishim. So not that you toyim it, then it's mutar. So that's like kum. That's like taisus. Taisus the rosh. Now, like the Ramban. The Ramban would say if it's nimayach, need to have shishim. It's like the Ramban and the taisus and the rosh. Or like Rashi in the sheet of Rav and Rav Yochanan, not the sheet of Bakapara, like the Argonal. Okay, so that's important. The Ram sheet is that if you time it and it's not nice and tam, you don't need shish. Then the Ram later in Alach Lamed. Ram says, Alach Choftes rather says the Ram. Umi yitam es ha-tarabis. Who does this? Who exactly is telling the tarabis? Said the Rambam, "Imhoyim uve betrumei machulin tayim es ha-kayim." The imhoyim tam ha-tarabis. The imhoyim tam truma nikar. Then it's mutter. And if it's not nikar, it's mutter. And if it's nikar, then it's meduma. The imhoyim bosu v'cholov v'yayin esech v'yayin orlo v'kili akerim shenofel l'dvash shebosu shkotzim rimosim shenishbashalim ayer. And it because if it was things that you can't be tayim. Not truma, things that are machalas asuris, you can't be tayyim it. So then, tayyim be'a oisun ha'akum, v'sayim chanel pi'if, you give it to a guy. Remember the Ram Sheet, you don't need a special chef or anything, just give it to a guy. It doesn't even have to be a sikh l'fitumai, v'sayim chanel pi'if, v'm'omer ein b'tam. If he says that it's no tam, oisham yesh b'tam, but it's tam ra, it's nice and tam of kam, which is a different sugya. So then it's mutter. And here the Ram adds, this is the first time we're learning this, v'im ein shom akum litayim. There's no guy. Ain't shom kvela. Leka kvela. So what do you do? So what did the Gemara say? What's the Rava say? Ain't shom kvela. What's the shir? Shishim. The Rambam, Mishar noisi b'shiroi. B'shishim, ay b'meyoi b'masai. Depends. Depends what it is. It's chazder, it's b'shishim. It's truma, it's b'meyoi. If it's orla kilei akerim, then it's b'masai. This is a shita mechudeshes of the Rambam. That most Rishonim hold that the Shurim of Meya and Masayim are only by Min B'Mina. By Min B'Sheinim Mina is always B'Shishim. The Ram is Mechadish that even by Min B'Sheinim Mina, the Ein Shom Kvela, you still have to have this, then you still have these special Shurim of Meya and Masayim. Shishim, Meya and Masayim. So we see in the Ram two things. First of all, the Ram holds like Taisus. That if you have a kfeila, you don't need shishim, you don't need meyer, you don't need messiah. The kfeila says that there's no tam, then you're good. There's no requirement of shishim. On the other hand, the Ram has a sheet. That's like Tosis, but that's the Ram sheet. And then we have another sheet of the Ram, which is already the Ram's own sheet. Nobody else has this sheet. That the shiurim of meyer and messiah that we find by Truman or Lekilei Akerim are not only by Min Meminoi, but they're also by Min V'She'ena Minu V'Ein Shom Kfeila. So Chayim asks, if you think about it, the Chayim and Svara, these two Piskei Ramam contradict each other and so on. Because if the Ramam holds that if you give it to a Kfeila and he says he doesn't taste anything, you don't need Shishim or Mei or Masayim, so that means if there's no time, it's Mutter. Not like Rashi used by Kapora or the Ramban and the Rashba, that there's some, there abundantly some objective shear of Shishim Kenegadis. No, all you need is to know there's no tam. The Kfeila tastes it, he tells him there's no tam, mukkah. That's on the one end. On the other end, there's no Kfeila, so you have to have Shishim, or Yimei, or Messiah. So, Chayra, one second. If the Shishim is a nice and tam, presumptively, presumptively not. Otherwise, how does shishim work by anything? Right. So obviously, shishim must give me a presumption that it's not nice and tam. Well, if it's that nice in time, then why by Truma do I need Mayo? And why by Orlu de Kila Kem do I need Messiah? How is it like Gordon if a Kfela tasted it and told me there's no time? See, it would be good if I took away one of these two psukim. If I took away the first Ram and I said, no, the Ram holds like the Ramban, that Midrabot, that even if a Kfela tasted it and there's no time, but there's a Din Drabot and you need to have Shishim. So I could say, yeah, there's a Din Drabot, you need to have Shishim. And by Chuba, there's a Din Drabot, you need to have Mayo. And by Olin Kili Akem, Din Drabot, you need to have Messiah. So Ainshon Kfelis, to lead you to lead Mayo Messiah. But that's not the Ram. The Ram says that if the Kfela tasted and there's no time, then it's Mutter. There's no Din Drabot, you need to have Mayo Messiah. Okay, so if I only had that Ram, I didn't have the second Ram, so I'd also be good. I would say that even if the kfela tastes it. Sorry, one second. What was I? Yeah, if I only had the first Rambam, that if there's no time it's mutter, and I need the second Rambam, so it would also be good. I would say if there's no time it's mutter, and therefore and if a kfela tasted it's mutter, and if there's no kfela available, then Shishin tells me that there's no time, and if Shishin tells me there's no time, so it's mutter, even by Truman or Kilia Kerem, because there's no time. So Shishin would be enough. I the Mishnah is talking about Meir Messiah, and that's by Mimimimim. That's the Shita Brav Yishayim. That the dinim of Meir Messiah are only said by Min Bemina, not by Min Mishayim. And that's the logic of Moshe Shanim. Moshe Shanim hold the dinim of Meir Messiah is only by Min Bemina. By Min Mishayim, meaning where even a kfela would work, then how could you acquire more than Shishim? If you have Shishim, you know that there's no time. If a kfela could be towing it and it's mutter, then having Shishim is the equivalent of a kfela being towing it. Now I know that it's mutter. So that's the first problem there. And Svar the two the Rambam says himself. On the one end the Rambam holds that if a kfela is time it is mutter. Even by Truman Orlik Kilei Kerem. And on the other end the Rambam holds if there's no kfela, then there's not one shear. The Shishim Meir Messiah. But why should there be a variable shear? If I need to know there's no time. If I know there's no time, I'm good to, I'm done. What's clearly mavur in the Rambam is it doesn't answer the problem, but it's mavur in the Rambam that the shear of shishim in the Rambam is not only a shear of nesina stam. It's not merely a rule of the thumb when you don't have a kfeila how to get at whether or not there's a nesina stam. Because then you couldn't have different shiurim for regular machalos asuris and for orla and for truma. If it's just a rule of thumb how much taste there is, so everything has the same taste. What's the difference in onion of truma or onion of isra? It's mukhak in the Rambam that the shear of shishim is a shear, which is really lashon the Rambam, a bitl ba'itzim yutah. The lashon the Rambam is that way. The shear of shishim, the Rambam doesn't say the shear of shishim is a way to ascertain there's no time. He says it's a shear of actually is batl ba'itzim yutah. It's a shear ba'etzim, it's a shear of bitl. And there's different shear of bitl for different kinds of yisum. There is some yisum that are more chomer, or they're more yeshle matirim. So they're Chazal gave them a bigger shear of bitl. But then it's very hard to understand. So then, what does it help a kfela? The kfela tastes it, and he doesn't taste anything. But why don't you need the bittel of shishimei and masai? It's also very meduik in the Rambam. I told you that Rosh says that why by min b'mino do you need shishim? It's not listening time anyway. Kfela wouldn't taste anything. So the Rosh says this paiskim osum that it's otum min b'mishayin amino. Since they have required shishimei min b'mishayin amino. So the guy's a minoy, otu ein a minoy. Min minoy, otu min b'shein a minoy. The Rambam is not mashma that way. Because the Rambam presents the din of shishim l'chatchila by min b'minoy. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph, when he explains the din of shishir of shishim, meyo, messiah, and bariches g'dayla, he says it by min b'minoy. Min b'shein a minoy, you give to a kvela. It's been seen as tam. If this tam is osir, if there's no tam, it's mutter. Min b'minoy has to be mitbotl ba'itzim yutoy b'shishim b'meyo b'messiah. It's not until he gets up to halacha lamed when he talks about, well, what do you do if there's no goy? So and the Rambam says, by mimish enomino, if there's no goy, you also give it to also do the shishin. So far in that mashman the Rambam that the din of shishin by mimimino is up to mimish enomino. The Rambam has the din of mimish of shishin by mimish enomino is an afterthought in halacha lamed. But he spent 29 halachas up to then describing shishin by mimimino. A lot of the mashmois in the Rambam is that the din of shishin by mimimino is not up to mimish enomino. It's a din that Rabbanu didn't need shishin because it has to be bottled by itzim yutoy. By mimish enomino, then there's another way for it to be bottled because it's not nice and tam. That's where the Rambam is. That's the mashmois in the Rambam. That the Rambam is telling me two different ways that nisik can be bottled. By min b'minoi, it's bottled by oitzim yutoi. By min b'she'enim minoi, it's bottled because by not being nice and tam, by the tam being wiped out. If it's like a kvelo, then you use the other way, oitzim yutoi. That's the sense of it. That's the mashmois of the Rambam. It's still hard to get away from the technical problem. At the end of the day, if a kfeilu is toimet and he says there's no time, why is it mutter? Why don't you need the bottle boitzim muta? Apparently, if it's not nice and time, I don't need for it to be bottle boitzim muta. So why, if there's no kfeilu, can you only rely on shishim by other machalas asuris, but not by truma by orla kiliya karen? At the end of the day, if you have shishim, presumably you know that it's not nice and time. Because if it was nice and time, then how could you rely on shishim? So shishim must tell me that it's not nice and time. If shishim tells me that it's not nice and time, then it should be good for it. Should be good for orla kiliya karen too. It should be good for truma too. So I don't know. If I say that it's not that way, I said it's not the way. That shishim doesn't work because it tells me that there's no time. Shishim works because it's bottled by itzim yutah. And somehow, when there's no kfela to tell me that it's not nice and time, then you use a different way of being matter with bittul by itzim yutah. But when there is a kfela, then you can't use that. Then you have to give it to the kfela, and you have to be mevatel with lack of missing this time. But if there's no kfeilo, then the way you mevatel it is that it's bottled by oitzim yutah, and oitzim yutah has different shiur, depending on the nature of the issa. It's a shiur meister, so it's a shiur meister. The agadol has a different kash on the Rambam. The agadol has on the Rambam from the Gemara in Tzadik Tes. The Gemara in Tzadik Tes says b'feirush that even if it's not nice in time, the shear is that if it's not nice in time, the Mishnah says if it's not nice in time, you don't need mayo, so the Gemara says how much do you need shish? So now we said in that Gemara we saw before two ways to understand the Gemara, two ways to read the Gemara. Rashi and the Ramban, they read the Gemara that if a kfeila tasted and it's not nice in time, the shear is still, you still need shish. Taisis and the Rosh learned the Gemara that if there's no kfeila around, but the shishim, you assume that it's not nice in time. How does Rambam read that Gemara? The Rambam can't read the Gemara that even if there's a kefela, you still need shishim. Because the Rambam says beferish at the beginning of the parak that if there's a kefela and he tasted it and it's not nice in time, then you do not need shishim. On the other hand, the Rambam can't read the Gemara that if there's no kefela, then how do you know it's nice? Then you have to have shishim. The Rambam holds that if there's no kefela, how much do you have to have by truma? Meya, the Gemara from Nachshon Kestom at truma is going to mission truma. So it's never shishim. Manushav. If there's a kfeilo, then it's just a kfeilo. And if there's no kfeilo, then the shishim be meyah. So how can the Gemara say the shishim be shishim? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara's answer is that the sugya in Tzadik Tes is going that there is a kfeilo. And the Gemara in Tzadik Tes holds that even if it's a kfeilo, you still need to have shishim. But it's a machlekes hasugya, it's by Kapora and Rav Yochanan. Because Rav Yochanan said samchin nakfeila, Rav said samchin nakfeila. I mean, if you have a kfeila, it's enough, you don't need shishim. And the Gemara in Tzadik Tes says, even if you have a kfeila, you need to have shishim too. Well, derech Rashi that it's a machlekes hasugya. He says, from there, it's his purpose to Rashi. He says, you already see this in the Rambam. Yeah, but it was much more gishmak in Rashi. Because in Rashi, I understood it. In Rashi, I understood the issue. That the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan held, you need shishim just for Nisinus Tam. So Nisinus Tam, you need shishim. A kfeil tells me there's no time, so why do I need shishim? The Kapor's Mechadish from Zoya B'Shail is a din of shishim as bitl b'roib. Bitl b'roib, where does it help you have a kfeil? You still need bitl b'roib. The Rambam holds that if there's a kfeil, you don't need shishim, but the Ram nonetheless holds that the shear of shishim is as bitl b'roib. It's actually Yoyim B'Yitzim Yutoy. the Ram does not pass like a kapoy. The Ram does not pass like the Moed Tzadik. He passes like Rav and Rav Yechon. That if you have a kfeila, that's all you need. That sounds like Shishim's only us tam. But the Ram himself says that if there's no kfeila, then there's different shiurim. So it's not so neat. In Rashi, it was very geschmack. Yeah, we have two different approaches. There's the Rav and Rav Yechon, and Shishim is just a way to get Nesinus tam, to ascertain the Nesinus tam. And that's how we pass in. And then you have Bakapur, who has this other Shishim of Bittel Barak. So it's Machlekes Sugis. That's why Gemara Tzadik Tes says, even if there's a Kfeil, it doesn't help. You still need to have Shishim. Because you need the other Shishim of Bittel Barak. But the Rama passes like Rav and Rav Yechanon. The Rama passes that if you have a Kfeil, you don't need Shishim. So he's passing like Rav and Rav Yechanon. So that would seem to work out that you only need the Shishim for ascertaining that there's no Tam. If there's a Kfeil, you don't need Shishim. And yet the Rama holds that when there's no Kfeil, you have Shishim and Meir and Messiah. It sounds like it's in a bittel baroik with different shurim, like some yute, which is totally in the chaimer isra, in the different kinds of isra. So you can make a machlekes a sugis in the technical stira, but what's the machlekes about? Even Rav and Rabbi Yochanan seem to have this notion that Shishim is a bittel baroik de kalacha. So how do you rely on a kfeila? And if you could rely on a kfeila nonetheless, then how did Gemara Tzadik Tes know that Bakapar doesn't agree? The Kitzur, the Rama's just to sum up, the Shitas HaRamim is two Yisoidus. Number one, the Rama holds like Tosfos, that if you gave it to a Kefela, that's all you need. You don't need Meir, you don't need Shishim, you don't need anything. Kefela is enough on the one hand. On the other hand, the Rama has a Shita Mechudeshes, that if there's no Kefela, so the Gemara says if there's no Kefela and it's B'Shishim, that's the Gemara, that's Rava. But the Rama says that's only by other Machalos Asuras, by Trumas, by Meir, by Orl, it's going to be B'Masayim. That's the Shitas Rama. So the problem is twofold. Number one, in Svara it sounds like in Svara it's hard to see how to hold together these two thoughts, because saying that if there's a kfeila you don't need Shishim, then Lechori is saying that Shishim is just a way to ascertain the Sinas time. If the kfeila tells you there's no time, you don't need Shishim. So then it sounds like the whole point of the Shishim is just to ascertain there's no time. But on the other hand, from the fact that the Rama says that when there's no kfeila, there's this variable shear of shishimei and masayim, that sounds like that it's not just to ascertain there's no tam. Truma doesn't taste different than other things, but rather it's a shear in bittel beroit, which is the lashon of the Rama, shear in boitz emuta. So that's just the Rama as far as hard to reconcile. And number two, the Rama is against the Gemara and Tzadik Tes. The Gemara and Tzadik Tes is beferish. The Gemara and Tzadik Tes is beferish that if it's not nice and time, you need shishim. Even if it's not nice and time, you need shishim, which can mean one of two things. It could mean like Tosfos that how do we know it's not nice and time because the shishim, or it can mean like Rashi and the Ramban that even if we know it's not nice and time, you need shishim too. Neither of those approaches works for the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that if you know that it's not nice and time with the kfeila, you don't need shishim. And on the other hand, the Rambam holds that if you don't know that it's not nice and time, if there's no kfeila, then you don't need shishim by tum, you need mail. So shishim doesn't work out. To say that if it's not listened, so the morning tzadik test, either way, that doesn't work out. So God says maybe it's machlekes hasugis. Fine, it's all zayin. Let it be. It's machlekes hasugis. But it's hard to see what the machlekes is about, because Rashi needs skiing that the machlekes is about the shishim a din tam or shishim a sheer bittel. That's the Rashi. Rashi the mahalaf. That's not available for the Rambam, because the Rambam passes like Rav and Rav Yochanan. But he seems to hold, nonetheless, that the shear of shishim is not merely a shear of tam; it's a shear of bittel. That's why it has a variable shear. Of course, another way to say is that that's good for the steer in the Rama. But the fact that the Rama says if there's no kfeila, if there's a kfeila rather who says there's no tam, you don't need shishim. It sounds like shishim is just a way to ascertain the tam. On the other hand, from the fact that the Rama says that if there's no kfeila, there's a variable shear of shishimei and masayim. That sounds like shishim is not just to get rid of the tam, but shishim is rather an independent in a bittel. So this is the Sach, I don't have an answer for that. It's a very fair Ram.
Could there be two Yisrael going on, one about time, one about Esamayasir? And usually a Kfeila can tell us whether you're a Kfeila both, but in certain cases.
How does a Kfeila tell us both?
They go hand in hand.
What are the two things?
1/60th and.
But the Kfeila says it doesn't taste the time, but how do we know that this is 1/60th? And what would it even help by Trumi eating mail? The kfeila works by truma too.
In those scenarios, the esmenis is more than in general cases.
I mean, all the kfeila can tell us is that there's no time.
Right.
So he tells us there's no time, but why is it mutter by Orl and Kilei Kerem? You need Masai and Kinegat Isser. So the kfeila tells us there's no Masai and Kinegat Isser. How does he tell us that? The kfeila just says he doesn't taste kfeila. totally can tell us. That's what Rambam says, that if it's not nice and tam, tayim im esegvisim, im leinimsim im tam eilim utarim. Okay, eilim utarim, but what happened to the shear of mayim? Yes, so yichalayim leim, that the shear of shishim is only a way to know that there's no tam. Here he told me there's no tam. But then why should it matter if it's truma now? Why should it matter if it's truma? There's no tam. Okay, so if you...
Which
I'm going to ask the steer. I don't know, everybody. Look, this, the Gemara, the Kashu, the Gemara, Tzadik Tes, they all go to lists.
Right.
The steer in the Ram is Svara, I don't know. I mean, many people ask it. I don't know.
Do we have any?
I don't answer.
You chew myself?